the seminary and the chapel of St. Paul. The papal seminary of Tarragona was constructed during the same period as many other religious schools and institutions in Catalonia, towards the end of the 19th century. It was built by the architects Agus Font I Carreras and Pau Monguió I Segura, who designed the building in the neo-Gothic style, with a carved stone façade that is 95 metres in length, built in 1883. The façade has a central section with two jutting towers at either end. The main access door to the seminary has a tympanum depicting the scene of the risen Jesus appearing before the 12 apostles, as told by the evangelist Luke 24:45, with a Latin inscription that reads, "Tunc aperuit illis sensum ut intelligerent scripturas," which translates as, "Then he opened his heart that he might understand the scriptures." Above this, there are two windows and an image of the Immaculate Conception, sculpted in 1884. There are three other types of windows on the façade. Those on the ground floor are pointed and arranged in pairs. Those of the two upper floors are also paired and have mouldings supported on the heads of people and animals. Those of the top floor are smaller and pointed. The eaves also include mouldings of flowers, leaves, and fantastical animals. The building has a central section that leads to the church. It also has two cloisters surrounded by several offices. In one of these cloisters, you can find the Chapel of St. Paul, which we will come to soon. The church is built in the shape of a cross, and here you can find depictions of St. Thomas, previously St. Benedict, St. Joseph, and the Immaculate Conception. These works are by the same sculptor who made the doorway of the building. The seminary still trains priests and is a residence, also housing the Institut Superior de Ciencias Religiosas, Sant Fructus, the St. Fructuosus Institute of Religious Sciences. For several years, it was home to the journalism department of the Rovira y Virgili University, and before that, it housed the Escola Universitaria de Trebol Social, University of Social Work. Entering the building by the main gate and turning left, you will come to one of the cloisters. The Chapel of St. Paul, the seminary, is located in this cloister. Documents date this small church back to the 13th century, when it was dedicated to the community of St. Paul, made up of the nurses from the hospital, which was exclusively used by the priesthood. The church is rectangular in shape, with a closed chevet built on a raised plinth, and constructed using very regular ashlars made from local stone that still display chisel marks. You will observe that the walls have been reinforced with columns that are capped with Corinthian capitals. The main door to this small temple is set into the façade with several steps leading up to it, and the lintel is made from a single piece of stone. Above the door, you can see a round window formed by two concentric circles of moulded voussoirs. The façade is crowned by a small steeple and a bell tower that was added in the 16th century. Another remarkable feature of the exterior is the decoration that adorns the cornicing. This consists of a series of Mudéjar-influenced stepped arches supported by sculpted brackets. The ceiling of the Chapel of St. Paul uses ribbed ashlar vaulting, supported by ribs and keystones. The rims are decorated with sawtooth shapes, elongated palm leaves, and lobed leaves, while the keystones are decorated with 12-petal marigolds and an eagle pecking at a piece of fruit. Many of the decorative features in this small chapel link it to the cathedral and its cloisters, and also to the Chapel of Santa Tecla de Vela, which you will be looking at later on, as well as other Cistercian chapels, such as those of Poblet and Santes Creus. Leave the seminary and turn left onto the Carrer de les Coques, where you will find the next place of interest.